Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. And again, it's the coaches' shows. It's a Friday morning, so we're going to talk with high school coaches, and we're heading back to Liberty High School. Talk with Coach Gastineau. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Week one win at home in front of the crowd. That's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And just take us through it. In your mind, in your eyes, what did you see that you were really pleased with, and what did you see that you thought, you need to work on?
Well, I was very proud of the boys on both sides of the ball. Week one, you're going to have a couple slip-ups, so we got to work on a couple things on both sides, and hopefully this week of practice we got them cleaned up for tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of like these first 3 weeks is almost – you want to win every game, but these first few weeks, of course, with a lot of the schedules, you don't get into your conference until week three. But so it's kind of like, okay, let's sort things out, let's get in rhythm, and then let's get ready to roll. Is that kind of the mentality you and the Eagles have?
Oh, yeah, just getting everything smoothed out, iron out all the wrinkles and whatnot, just playing Liberty football fast and explosive.
Well, tonight on the road at Miller. Miller, of course, picked up a win over Kabul. And now tonight's game, Liberty and Miller, that kickoff is 8 p.m. due to the heat. And so that's going to be kind of a little bit odd, but probably for the better, right?
Oh, yeah. Sun will go down a little bit, not be so hot. It'll help us out.
I thought, too, week one, we'd have a few water breaks, those mandatory, but I guess it wasn't hot enough for it. But tonight, we'll probably see some of those mandatory water breaks, won't we?
Oh, yeah. There should be quite a few more this week.
So what are you seeing out of the Miller Cardinals? What type of team are they? We've played them in basketball, but never football. Are they a spread? Are they a power team? What are you expecting to see out of them?
They're a power team, they got a couple quick guys. Their quarterback, number three, he's a little speedster. We'll have to keep him contained.
And do they kind of like to attack the edges, or are they more of just between the tackles?
Well, they do a lot of quarterback reads, so they'll go out for the edges, and then they'll hit you up the nose with a dive every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And, then they'll pull the tight end, and they'll roll him out and dump it off to them. So we got to make sure that we got everything ready for them.
Yeah, kind of assignment football, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
And that's you've got a good balance of players, and it's working towards depth. And I noticed on week one we were you were kind of working some twos in there, kind of getting them a little more taste of that varsity experience, and that is just so invaluable to have that, to be able to create depth, and it takes a little bit of time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Are there some that you're kind of excited about that say maybe week five or six that they could be seeing more playing time?
There's a handful. I'm not real sure yet on who exactly, but anytime that I can get those young guys in there and get them some good varsity reps, it's always valuable for them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was a big victory on week one. Now it is week two, and we're heading to Miller. You got an AC bus, right? You got a bus with AC in it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was your senior year, or it may have been after you had graduated after, but oh, my goodness. Liberty didn't have any buses with AC, and we had went to Stratford, and it was just stupid hot, and that worked right into the favor of Stratford, because half of our guys were dehydrated by the time they got their uniform on.
I remember it was very hot that year.
Yes, it was. Oh my goodness. All right, Coach Gastineau, thanks for spending some time with us on this Friday morning. Good luck, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming. Stay put. Weather forecast is on the way.